ladies and gentlemen, to this special 2016 presidential election edition. This is a joint broadcast, Hagmann and Hagmann Report with CanadaFreePress.com, our neighbors to the north. They've got their finger on the pulse of what's taking place, well, all across America. And they've got assets, journalistic assets here in New York and Washington, other locations as well, giving information, a lot of information coming in. But rather than having to flip back and forth, we're going to just kind of, let's just take a moment and wait until things settle down. Although it does look like Trump might be, you know, getting ready to pull an upset. We'll see. We'll see. But, you know, something that we all have to consider is food. I like good food. You like good food? Of course you do. And the holidays, sometimes you're looking for that perfect gift for someone who has it all. Folks, we've got the answer for you. And it, I'll tell you something, it really, well, I really was able to see the quality of the food from Omaha Steaks. .com. I had ordered a family pack from Omaha Steaks. My wife and I just absolutely loved it. Brought my daughter in, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful meal. In fact, we're still having meals from Omaha Steaks. The packaging, from the packaging to the types of meat to the trimmings, how it's trimmed, it's all good. If you are looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, that's under $50, you can get our family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter our code HH in the search bar. It's 77% off of the retail price. Folks, this is their gift, Omaha Steaks, and our gift to you, the listeners of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. You know, Omaha Steaks, they offer unique gifts as well for gourmet food lovers. Just great steak experiences at home. The most flavorful, tender aged beef. I mean, I can just taste it. Oh, it's so savory. And Omaha Steaks, they've got, go to omahasteaks.com and take a look. They've got over 500 gourmet gift ideas there. They've got the highest quality of ingredients, one of a kind flavor. The beef is aged 21 days to unlock the full flavor of the cuts. All of them are hand-trimmed. It's just fantastic. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Omaha Steaks is giving to you, to us, to the listeners of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report, an exclusive savings just for you. Listen to everything that you'll get for less than $50 and tell me you're not, you won't be impressed. I'm sure you will. Two filet mignons. Oh, tender. Ah, fantastic. Two top sirloins. Wonderful cuts, actually. Two boneless pork chops. Four boneless chicken breasts. Four kielbasa sausages. Four burgers. 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. Four potatoes au gratin. Four caramel apple tartlets. Oh, they are so good. One Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and let me tell you, that is, I don't know what they put in there, but give me a bunch. Plus, by ordering now, you'll get an additional four kielbasa sausages free. Go to omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com. Enter our code HH in the search bar. Add to the family gift pack to your cart. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get 77% savings. You can't beat that. It's a gift, folks. It's guaranteed to be a hit. I would never steer you wrong. You can't go wrong. My wife and I, we ordered this. We love it. That's omahasteaks.com. omahasteaks.com. Enter our code HH in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get a 77% savings. Again, it's a gift guaranteed to please. Now, you know, boy, can use the canines to cut through the evil, the morass that's taking place, really, that has taken place over the last, in my view, decade in America. Here to talk a little bit more about, well, here to comment on the election 2016 is America's coach. The man behind Pass the Salt, Coach Dave Live, Coach Dave Dobemeyer. So glad to have him on. Coach, how you doing, brother?
Oh, it's so great to be on with America's premier father and son investigative duo, the latest version of Starsky and Hutch. Great to be on with you guys. How you doing today?
Man, you're dating yourself now. Starsky and Hutch, the original Starsky and Hutch. Who's Hutch? Who's Starsky? How about Jake and the Fat Man?
Hardy, I was going to use Laurel and Hardy, but they're not very good. Guys, I'm pumped up tonight. I'm excited. Let me tell you why. I've been excited all day. I've been excited all week, and I don't care who wins. That sounds crazy. I want Trump to win because if Trump wins tonight, our job's going to be a little bit easier. If Trump doesn't win, man, we're going to really have to buckle things up and tighten our belts and earn our meal money. But the reality of this whole thing is, Doug and Joe, God bless you guys. Thanks for letting me in a little bit tonight. Here's the truth, guys. We are going to have, tomorrow morning when I wake up and it's November 9th and this 2-year slog is over with, praise the name of the Lord, this thing is over. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to have to decide just what my strategy is going to be, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to war tomorrow, just like I went to war last week. Nothing is going to change. The only thing that's going to change, Doug and Joe, is I believe that this is going to be our chance, however the Lord deals these cards, and I think he deals cards. I don't know if he does or not, but he created all things, so maybe he created, poker. I don't know. Listen, brother, we're going to play the cards he dealt us tomorrow, and we're going to make the church great again. See, this whole thing, Donald Trump has been really, really good. His approach has been right on the money. He's got to make America great again. But those of us who really know what's going on and who sit and look out on the horizon and understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And those of us who understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, pulling down on strongholds, we understand that no matter who gets the most votes tonight, no matter who wins the Electoral College, we have a job to do beginning tomorrow. If the Wicked Witch of the West, Annie M., if she happens to fly into the White House, our job's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But if she doesn't fly into the White House and Trump is the guy that's in the White House, our job is going to be just as great, Doug, because here's the truth. We're in this mess because the church has dropped the ball. I got so sick and tired of watching during the primaries and watching some of my, I hate to use this term, but some of my holier-than-thou friends who said that they could not vote for Donald Trump. I'm just telling you, brothers, it's been one of the most frustrating times of my life, because I know this as a football coach. My number one job of that defense was to keep them out of the end zone. Keep them out of the end zone. No matter what you have to do, somebody make a stinking play and don't let them get in the end zone. Now, if Hillary Clinton gets in there, now we're 7 points behind that we weren't behind before, and I would a heck of a lot, I'd be a lot happier if our defense could stop her at the 1 foot line, and then we begin a 99-yard drive down the field. That really is the situation that we're looking at. We're in this mess today, guys, because of the church. We're in the mess today because of the leadership of our church. Nobody's going to say that. For some reason, the pastors in America have become untouchable. Oh, you can't say anything at all about them. And people idolize their pastors, and they go to church and they get inspired by their pastors. Yet these same guys, everything that's happened in America has happened with the permission of the American church. Every bit of it, with the permission of the American church. Now, listen, God was gracious enough to us. He tried to wake us up about a year ago when he showed us that Planned Parenthood was selling more parts than AutoZone. He let us see that. The church didn't do anything about it. They didn't do a daggone thing about it. 2 years before that, they hit us right in the face with what they call homosexual marriage, as if there is such a thing, and the church didn't do anything. The church just rolled over, and you can go back farther and farther and farther, and every time that the left, the God-hating left, throws a punch, we take it in the chin and go in and suck our thumb. And instead of the pastors and the church leaders rising up as the body of Christ servants of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and fighting back and pushing back and taking it to the enemy. We've retreated inside of our stained glass fortresses, stuck on our thumb, and begged evil men called politicians to try to do something for us. Well, guys, tonight's a new kickoff, baby. I can't wait to see what happens, because tomorrow we are either playing Hillary Clinton and the demonic coven in the White House and that Democratic Party, or, brothers, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have to go to war with our pastors. I hate to tell you that. That's what we're going to have to do. And for too long, you look out across the horizon of America today, and what do we see? We see the people have risen up. The people have risen up, and I'm going to tell you, they have drugged the pastors kicking and screaming into this battle. Not all of them. You always run a risk when you paint with a broad brush of splattering a little paint on some good guys. There are some good guys out there, John Kyle's out there, and David Lankford's out there, and Flip Benham's out there, and I could, Bill Dunphy. I'll throw you a bunch of good ones out there. But as a whole, we are in the mess that we are in because of the failure of the pulpit. Now, you guys, we've been cell phone buddies. We've been radio buddies for, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years. I don't even know how long it's been. And you know, hey, that I don't just cut cheese. You know that I'm telling you the truth. And I know this, brothers, that there are a lot of guys out there just like me who are sick and tired of what's going on. And whether Donald Trump buys us a little bit of a reprieve or whether the Wicked Witch of the West gets into the White House, our job has not changed, not one iota. We're going to have to man up. We're going to have to fight for all we're worth to try to rescue Western civilization. So Donald Trump, if he wins, he makes it easier for us to make the church great again, because as goes the church, so goes the nation. Donald Trump cannot make America great again. Only the church, only Jesus Christ and his body can make the church great again. I am pumped up, ready to go, and looking to go push back against the forces of darkness.
Absolutely, Coach Dave. Very well said. You know, we were talking with John Robertson earlier and Greg Jackson earlier, and they both echoed similar sentiments that, you know, they might be different battles, but regardless of who wins, Trump or Clinton, we are just beginning our fight. And it looks a lot, it's very dismal outlook if Clinton wins. We know we're going to have our back up against it. We know that we're going to be fighting tooth and nail for our survival, and we see the writing on the wall. I mean, this is the most corrupt person ever in any position of power, former position of power, and running for president in the history of the elections, as far as I can tell. And I haven't been around, you know, that long to see too many presidential elections, but this was by far the just the most disappointing, frustrating, bang your head on the wall type of you know, election cycle, with all these headlines. And it all boils down to the media being controlled completely by having to clear stories and get approval from Clinton before printing them. You know, these agreements between the mainstream media agencies and the Clinton campaign, the collusion is just something that is, you'd think it's out of a movie. And despite this, Trump written off before the primaries, saying he could never win the nomination. The Never Trump movement after that. He's got everybody up against him. Every single news organization that has forsaken the truth has been pounding him.
So Joe, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I'm interrupting. Hey, Joe, listen. So listen. What am I going to do? I'm going to go sit over on the bench and suck on my stinking thumb. Is that what I'm going to do? I played a lot of football games where the refs cheated. I've been through this before, man. Life isn't always fair, and the game isn't always fair. And sometimes you get hometown referees, and what is it that we're supposed to do? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And here's what has happened to the church, brother. The church has lost. This is why I love the Hagman and Hagman and Steve Quayle. I thank God every day that I was introduced to Steve Quayle and to David Lankford. and then I was introduced to Russ Dizdar, and I was I just think I could go on, I could give you a litany of names. Because you know why, guys? They broadened my view of this battle far mm-hmm. greater than what I ever understood. And see, most Christians are stuck in a box. And we have so minimized the power of darkness. We have reduced the devil to somebody you run into on Halloween. We think the devil is only concerned about little old me and my finances and my health. And, oh, that devil's trying to steal my joy. And we have reduced him down to just a little guy that sits in a box. And Doug and Joe, because of Russ Dizdar, because of Josh Colley, because of the guests that you've brought on your program, my eyes have been opened to understand what we're taught in Genesis chapter 6, that that he put enmity, that the Lord himself put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between his seed and her seed. And what we are seeing is an eternal cosmic battle for truth, as Superman would say, truth, justice in the American way, brothers. It is playing out right before us. I'm going to tell you this. We've seen stuff exposed to us over the last 2 weeks as far as what's going on with the cooking of the spirits and all that stuff, and the Podesta boys and Hillary and the demons and witches. And you know what the sad thing is, guys? The Christians don't want to believe it's real. They don't think that the demonic realm is real. And what I'm seeing right now is the Holy Spirit is pulling off all the clothes. He's pulling back all of the curtains, and he's exposing to everybody. Say, look, see that? It's old Slewfoot, see? It's Slewfoot. That's who's doing this. It ain't the Democrats. It's not the ACLU. It's not the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's Slewfoot. And until the church understands that the greater power is available to us, and the only way this beast in the government is going to be conquered is by a conquering church filled with the Holy Spirit of God. See, that's why me in this whole election thing, I made a lot of enemies saying I was for Trump. I made enemies with guys who are stuck in a box. They think it's Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. They think it's such a small battle. I can't vote for a strip club owner. Oh, my goodness. I said, guys, there's a difference. Trump is carnal. Hillary is demonic. And you can't see the difference in those two things. Hey, Doug, Joe, I'm excited as a kid on Christmas. I don't care who wins tonight. I want Trump to win because it'll be easier. It's like when I was coaching football and we would make it into the playoffs and we would go win our first playoff game. And immediately I would run home and I'd get on the internet. Hey, Doug, Joe, I wanted to find out who our next opponent was. And sometimes it was an upset. Sometimes the team we didn't think we were going to play. But sometimes, oh, daggone, that number one seed, they did win, and we're going to have to play. Well, if it's Hillary, Doug, Joe, I'm announcing to America, I'm in. I'm playing. And if it's Trump, hey, world, I'm in. I'm playing. It's our chance to make the church great again.
You're absolutely right, Coach. And we all need to play, because if we don't choose a side and get in the game now, we're going to be forced later, and we're not going to be forced to play. We're going to be forced to do much worse things. At least now we still have the ability to unify, however large or small those groups may be, those congregations may be. We still have the ability to spread the gospel, to continue to bring messages of hope to people, to read the Word of God to people in these times. And I want to make sure we get this clear. You know, a lot of people are so emotionally attached to this election, as rightfully so, considering everything that's going on. But I don't want people, if Hillary Clinton wins this election, I do not want people
to say, that's it, I'm throwing in the towel. And if Trump wins, you can't say, all right, good, we're, you know, our guy got in, all
that
will be well.
It. Yeah, that fixed
you know,
it.
We're throwing in the towel. Especially if Trump wins, it's more, it would be the best opportunity to step in and to start, you know, implementing plans to reach people on a local level all across the country. As Josh Tawley said last night, it was 3,600 counties. We take one county at a time, and you go from there. I mean, there's so many possibilities. The battle's just beginning, regardless of who wins. But the one thing I will say is, if Hillary Clinton wins, you know, we have to do it much faster, I believe, than if Trump wins, because...
Yeah, but Doug and Joel, please, let's understand this. We are so deceived. You guys know this. I'm not talking about you. Great.
No, we are. We all are, to a degree.
Listen, we understand this. The president doesn't make law. The courts don't make law, right? So what we have to understand here, I hear everybody say, well, you can't trust Trump. How do you know he's going to do what he says he's going to do? I said, well, first of all, I don't care if he does. He doesn't have any say in it. If we get the Republican Senate and the Republican Congress to pass a pro-life bill to Donald Trump will sign that bill. He'll sign that bill. I'm not going to sit around and wait for Donald Trump to make America great again. We have a representative government. And the only reason that the evil one has run so rampant is because those who say they are on God's team ain't been playing. We have been hiring mercenaries. We've been hiring conservative Republicans. We've been hiring elected officials to fight the fight that God mandated that the church fight. So listen, guys, Trump, if he's in there, we got to hold his feet to the fire. We got to do it. Hillary, if she's in there, well, we're going to have to find a different way to go about it. But the battle hasn't changed. God is waiting. It says in Matthew 16, Jesus said that he was going to build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Doug, the gates of hell are and will prevail against the Republican. It will prevail against conservatism. It will prevail against talk radio. But the gates of hell will never defeat the church. And so all of these things are being laid out there for us. The Lord is unveiling everything. He's showing us what the enemy, who the enemy is. He's showing us the media. He's showing us the phony Republicans. He's showing us the demon cats. He's showing us CNN. He's showing it all to us, brothers. We're seeing it all now. Now, if we're not smart enough to take this scouting report and create a game plan that's going to bring them down, then we don't deserve to win. Boy, I'm tickled pink. I can't wait to get to work.
You know, and folks, this is why we love America's Coach. I call him America's Coach because if you can't hear the spirit in his voice, if you can't feel it, I don't know, there's something wrong. You know, Coach is in the game. He's in the game to stay. It don't matter who he's playing. It don't matter what, you know, what team, Team Clinton or Team Trump. We still have a job to do. And Coach said it so eloquently. It doesn't matter because, you know, as I said earlier, change must come from within each one of us, from the bottom up, not from the top down. That's not going to work. And Coach, we're going to depend upon you regardless of who our opponent is, or I shouldn't say that, regardless of who, you know, who we're playing and the field conditions. We're going to be looking to you for strategy because we got a ton of work to do, don't we? I mean, we're just starting.
We do, Doug. Here's a good thing, see, Doug. Listen, brother. Listen, the Lord told us he's got 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. Listen, buddy, it ain't just me. They're in every crook and cranny. The Lord is raising up an army. If you don't have eyes to see it, I don't know what to tell you. And here's what our problem is. Doug and Joe, this will probably tick a lot of people off, and praise the Lord if it does. Most places, the guy standing in the pulpit is not the man to follow. I'm going to say that again. The man standing in the pulpit is not the man to follow. How do I know that? because if he was the man to follow, we wouldn't be in the mess we're already in. He is the guy that taught you, if there was a devil, that the devil's just after your finances and after your health. He's not the guy that's, who has helped you to understand that it's a cosmic battle, that we are, in fact, wrestling not against flesh and blood. And this battle, the devil just doesn't want to take away your money. The devil wants to destroy Christianity. Brothers, I'm going to say it again. The devil is after Western civilization. Western civilization, the New World Order, the Illuminati, throw whatever name you want to throw in there. The only thing holding back the floodgate is Christian America. There I said it. Christian America.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The only thing. That's the only thing holding back the floodgate to this whole world being conquered under the thumb of the evil one. Joe, Doug, you know that. You know that to be the truth.
Right.
And so here's what I know. God's promise is he was going to build a church, and this ain't going to happen. Why? Because this thing that we call the church ain't the church. The thing that called the church is the called out ones, the one who are totally and completely committed to their commander in chief, their Lord and Savior. Unto us a child is born, it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now listen to this. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Doug, Joe,
God bless you,
listeners,
brother.
Even though you can't see it, this kingdom is expanding exponentially. It is expanding greater and greater and more powerful than we even understand it is. So I say to every spirit-filled, God-fearing person out there that's listening tonight, do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. There's a kickoff tomorrow at noon, and this battle begins anew. And we've been playing defense for so daggone long, Doug and Joe, that I just know in my spirit that the Lord's going to give us an offensive game plan. How about that? An offensive
Amen, brother.
Game plan. We're going to take it to the enemy. We're going to take it to the enemy. We're going to storm the gates of hell. That's what he said his church would do, would storm the gates of hell. I don't know if you can feel this, boys. I'm dead serious. I can't wait to get rolling.
Got to cut
Thanks,
you off,
Coach.
Brother. God bless you. Till tomorrow morning. Coach, thank you. God bless you. Folks, hang
Talk
right where you're at.
All the way. God bless you guys.
All right, brother. And you know, you folks, you're not going to want to miss who's coming up next. Stay right where you're at. Back, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special election 2016 edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're working together with CanadaFreePress.com, a view from the north, as we integrate. We become multicultural here. Our Canadian friends, of course, CanadaFreePress.com, the prevailing authority in journalistic integrity from Canada. Judy McLeod, the senior editor of Canada Free Press. Arthur Weinreb, one of the most astute columnists, investigative journalists in Canada. Thank you so much to Judy, to Arthur, to everyone behind them as well, Brian, and even to Yankee. Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your enterprise tonight. Historic. I think we're the only broadcasting media right now that's actually combining Canadian and American forces to take a look at this. And because of that, we've got information coming from the UK and Europe overseas, as we do on our right now, our listeners in the UK. And I would note that the UK is reporting that Trump is, quote, well behind. Now, we know what that means. We know it's kind of like the American Brexit, you know? Anyway, before we get to our next guest, oh my goodness, buckle up, make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in full upright and locked position, because Pastor Paul Begley is coming on our program, coming right now to give us his take on things. Before we get to Pastor Paul Begley, folks, I want you to go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. The Minuteman Rocket Stove, it's the perfect survival cooking stove for you and your family. It's a biomass burning stove, just a few twigs, You can find them anywhere. Small amounts of sticks and twigs for fuel. You're always going to be able to find enough fuel for the Minutemen, even if you live in the center of New York City. Guarantee it. It's fully insulated with ceramic refractory insulation. This focuses the heat, which results in cooking power comparable to a kitchen stove. It can be used on a picnic table because the outside is insulated. The heat's directed. It's the greatest stove I have ever seen. By the way, it doesn't create any smoke in case you're worried about giving away your position or in case smoke does happen to bother you. The Minuteman stove is self-contained. Seals airtight for travel and for storage. It is the only self-contained rocket stove on the market. It's a 50 caliber ammo can. That's how it's designed. It's got a rubber seal, nice carry handle. It weighs 14 pounds. Travels clean. Stores clean. No smells, no soot inside your vehicle or inside your storage facility. These are just some of the features that make Minuteman Rocket Stove our personal choice for survival cooking. And even better still, Minuteman stoves are made in America by Americans working for America. They're also serving with our troops in the overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. These things are handmade, battle-proven, and very rugged. Folks, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Mention you heard it on Hagman and Hagman, and they'll just give you a thanks for telling us where you heard it. Yeah, that's all. No.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Seriously?
One of our longtime friends and radio show host, Pastor Paul Begley, paulbegleyprophecy.com, the internet's pastor, if you will. Pastor, it's great to have you on.
Are you serious? What a night! It's great to be here with the Hagman.
It's great to have you on, and thanks for agreeing to come on such short notice. We are doing a six-hour marathon broadcast. We started at 6 p.m. going in through midnight. As we cover this 2016 presidential election, hopefully we have an answer before we leave tonight. Not sure if we will. Either way, it's great to have you on. Want to get your take on everything we've been seeing in this election cycle. And you can talk about anything pertaining to the election, the Hillary Clinton scandals, the FBI investigation, the media bias protecting Hillary Clinton and tearing apart Trump with lies. I even saw yesterday that it came out that $150,000 was paid to a person to make up a story and run the story on the major news networks that was pulled. Something throwing that out there pertaining to the allegations about Trump being some kind of sexual predator. What do you make of all this, Pastor Paul?
You know, I mean, the most embarrassing thing of it all is the media, the mass media. They have been a joke. They are making fun. They should make fun of themselves. They've been a joke. They've been a joke. And they wonder why the alternative media, why your numbers, my numbers, and all of us guys over here in the alternative media world, why our numbers are growing like mad and they're dying. It's because people want the truth, guys. They're tired of it. We can handle the truth. And so, you know, here we are. I just want to throw this up real fast. I mean, James Comey, Breitbart did an article on September 10th. James Comey, he and his brother's company did the taxes for the Clinton Foundation. They were paid $6 million in 2010. Then he went to work as a director in Lockheed Martin. He was paid another $6 million. Then Lockheed Martin gave major donations to the Clinton Foundation the same year. And oh, by the way, then Hillary Rodham Clinton was Secretary of State. She then her State Department awarded Lockheed Martin 17 defense contracts. No wonder James Comey opened it, closed it, opened it, closed it. There's too much cash for him and his brother and his uncles and his nephew. In other words, the corruption is just unbelievable, guys. The Clinton cartel, the cash, the commingling, the collusion, the corruption. It's insane. It's chaos. And so, can I just say one thing? Florida. It's right now. Trump, $4,211,270 votes. Hillary Clinton, 4,140,000. 762 votes. That's 91% of the votes are in. There's still got some more coming in from the panhandle, but I'm trying to find out if they're sandbagging some down there in Miami-Dade, waiting to figure out what they need. I don't know.
Yep. You're right on the money with that, Pastor. Right in there in Broward County, Miami-Dade is, I saw a few articles the last few days, where presidents are selected. You know, the counties that Florida that make or break presidents. And interestingly enough, we saw allegations and reports of Hillary Clinton or the top aide of Hillary Clinton meeting with Brenda Spires of the head of Broward County elections a few weeks back. And they had been caught in, there was a few videos out there showing that because of some kind of, and this is their words, moisture issue, they had to disregard tens of thousands of absentee ballots.
Okay, go on. I just got numbers on Broward County, but go on.
From all the, everything we've seen in this election, Florida and the rallies and the amount of support Trump has in Florida and versus, I mean, Clinton went down there, got a the last few times, only a couple hundred people showed up to her rallies down in Florida, and a lot of those were college kids. Trump has such a big presence on YouTube. He goes to these rallies, he gets 10, 20, 30,000 people to attend, and then, you know, double, triple that on the live stream on YouTube. Yesterday, Clinton had a rally, 200 people were watching on live stream, while Trump had 41,000 watching on live stream. Election results, I believe that what we're seeing now is padded election results for Clinton just to make it look like she's not getting beat so bad by Trump.
So you think they're kind of padding it a little bit to make it look like she's still in the game so that the people in the central part of the state and in the nation and in the West Coast still shows up at the polls to give her a shot to make sure she don't lose California or don't lose Oregon or something.
Yeah, if not, or put her over the top. I believe some of the top number people are working behind the scenes to steal the election and make it look like Hillary is going to, you know, winning by, you know, small number of percentage points. When in reality, Greg Hunter was a guest on our show yesterday, and he talked about some, I think it was internal polling and other polling that showed the American people, based on all the things that we see going on, 25-1 Trump versus Clinton.
You know, I agree with you. Every time I've seen a poll, matter of fact, I have been in 17 states of this nation this year preaching. 17 states. I've driven from Indiana to Hyman, Pennsylvania, from Hyman, Pennsylvania to Knoxville, Tennessee, from Indiana to West Monroe, Louisiana, Florida, California, Washington State. I have found one Hillary Rodham Clinton sign, and it's my neighbor across the street from me. He and I are staring each other down. I'm a preacher, he's a preacher, and we're about ready to meet in the middle of the road. I mean, that's where we're at right now. That's the only sign. Am I right? Can't find another sign. The signs are everywhere for the end times, but they're not for Hillary. Oh, by the way, Trump is ahead now by almost 100,000 votes in Florida with, I think, 92% is in or something like that. Anyway.
Yes.
Pastor, wait
a second, though. You know, evangelicals, if the Christians would have stepped up we can win this. We can win this. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm glad you're throwing it out there. I was talking to Russ Dizdar today. He was on my show earlier today, and he's saying if Trump wins this, and he kind of feels Trump will win, kind of feels like he's King Cyrus in Isaiah 45, mm-hmm. And King Cyrus was called God's anointed. You have to understand, he was the king of Persia. Yet God used him to reopen the gates to allow Israel to regain and to defeat its enemies. And so he says, you know, I kind of think he's King Cyrus, but here's the thing. If Trump wins, God's going to give us a bubble, a little bit of time, where the Christians, evangelicals, and all the Christians have got to step up and take back some of this ground we've lost over the last 40 years. Like, really put it, like, if Trump could get two or three Supreme Court justices, maybe we could reverse this abomination of abortion. Maybe we can cut taxes and help businesses, small businesses, to really start to flourish. Maybe we could put a tariff upon manufacturing and to help bring some of those jobs back. I don't know how you're going to get them all back. I don't know. But, I mean, what about the Christians? Are we going to step up? We better step up tonight. And so I'm praying that the folks in Nevada, I'm praying the people in Utah, I'm praying that New Mexico, Arizona step up. I'm praying the Michigan. I'm praying Michigan goes red. Right now, Trump's leading in Virginia right now at this moment. Maybe he steals Virginia. But this could have been a landslide if we could have had the body of Christ working together. I'm going to say that right now.
Amen. And to every Christian, and this is just me talking, Pastor, but for every Christian out there who decided to stay home or decided that they're too sanctimonious to vote for Trump, then what comes after that with a Hillary win, if that is in fact the case, the bloodshed, the continued bloodshed, and everything that follows a Clinton win, if that is to be the case, it's on you. That's just my feeling. But what do I know?
Yeah, you can't set it out. You can't say, well, I just don't know. I mean, that's coward and that's cop-out. You got to step up even if you lose. You step up even if you lose. And I'm with Russ Dizdar, what he said this afternoon, guys. He said, well, if Trump wins, we got this bubble. We're going to get aggressive. We're really going to move forward. We're going to try to evangelize heavier than ever before while we got an open window. If we lose, if Hillary Clinton wins this thing tonight, he says, I just readjust my strategy. We're not going to go away. Well, I'm not going away. And I can guarantee you the Hagman show is not going to go away. You guys will be right in there. Alternative media will be pounding this thing out. So don't worry. We're not going to go away. But man, we really would like to have some of these roadblocks removed. Wouldn't you guys agree? And help this country get back to God and get back to the greatness that it can be.
And you know what? You make an excellent point, Pastor, because, yeah, we would like to have some of these roadblocks removed. I saw something, and folks, I mentioned this to Pastor Paul Bagley earlier. The regular listeners to this program know that I do follow, and of course, you know, we've got news feeds coming in into the studio in our offices 24/7, and we once in a while, I mean, the names we've got, if a name hits the news, you know, it sends us a notification. Happened to be, I got a notification that the Democratic National Socialist Progressive Liberal Communist website, Democratic Underground, in my opinion, did a hatchet piece on Pastor Paul Bagley. So he's earned the gold star, because if he, and you know what they were upset with him about? They were upset with him about the prophetic implications of this election. And you know, every single one of those responses, as far as I am concerned, were from atheists, you know, the worst of the worst non-believers. And I'm going to tell you something. If you've got people who don't believe in the God of the Bible, and if you got people who don't believe in the America's spiritual and moral integrity, then you've got problems. But congratulations, Pastor, for making the hit piece on that sewage site of Democratic Underground. Again, these are my opinions, and I'm entitled to my opinions. It's still America in 2016. So, but yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, Pastor. Hey, but you've been right on things.
Go on. So you're saying the name of this group is called the Democrat Underground, and so they really wrote
me.
Yeah, and they wrote a piece about me, and they really threw me under the bus because of my prophetic. The prophetic angle of this election, they just went off. Okay, hey, that's a. I'll stick that one on the shelf over there. Put that gold star up there and say, thank God. If that's the kind of people, if they want to fight me, they're fighting God, is what they're doing. I'll take that as a badge of honor. Praise God. I'm going to rejoice. Okay, and send me that link. Send me that link because I'd like to read. You know, I mean, I've been called a Christian terrorist by the Huffington Post. When they wrote an article about me. So, hey, you know, we'll take the Democrat Underground. Sure.
Yeah, put that right up next to your Southern Poverty Law Center Award for Hate.
Yeah, if you're not on the Right Wing Watch list, you haven't made it. Or if you're not on a list like that, you haven't made it. And you have really, you've really laid out through your program. Pastor Paul Begley's got just a terrific program. I'll tell you, through your program, you've laid out the current events as they apply, and this election as it applies to biblical prophecy. Pastor, if I had to, without knowing, without consulting the polls right now, can I ask? Although it really is not going to matter, it's just going to change our strategy. Do you think it's going to be a Hillary win or a Trump win? What's your gut telling you and your spirit telling you?
I believe the American people are voting Trump as the president. I just been praying all day that the enemy's tricks and scams and moisture on ballots and haywire stuff going wrong. And so what I've been saying is I know the people are going to vote Trump in as president of the United States. I've been praying against the tricksters and all of all of the shenanigans and anything and everything they can do that would try to stop it. That's what I've been praying. God, break their equipment. Get somebody a flat tire that's got a box full of stuff, ballots. Give them flat, leave them on the highway for a few hours. Get us through this election. I just looked at Trump is now at 4,302,000 and Clinton's at 4,191,000, and that's with 94%. So Trump is pulling away at this moment. Well, I need to know. I just saw the total votes, but I'm trying to find out what percentage of votes in Florida have been counted.
Right now I see Trump 49.1, Clinton 47.9.
But what's the percentage of
sure.
votes?
And I'm not sure if that's accurate with the count you had. Percentage of votes, I don't know. I'm looking at Real Clear Politics, Pastor.
Okay. Heidi's at CNN, and she's saying it's about 91% to 92% is in, and Trump has.
Trump's the news from North Korea.
Trump's got 110,000 vote lead right now. Guys, have you heard about this shooting in California at a poll location?
Yes.
We have it up right now. Yeah.
Yep. What we know so far, I'm just pulling up the article that was saved here. There was a multiple person shooting, two hurt, an officer involved shooting in Azusa.
Azusa?
This is from CBS Los Angeles.
It's a suburb. It's outside of L.A.
One dead, three injured.
That's where the Great Revival guys in 1906 broke out in Azusa Street. In Los Angeles. Is that where this is at? Or this is Azusa, California. Okay, it's the suburb.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say one person has been killed, three treated for injuries after gunfire erupted, and officers were fired upon near two polling places in Azusa residential neighborhood on Tuesday.
And this took place at about 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Their time, Pacific.
Not sure if it's a voter or election-related shooting, but it did happen near two polling places, and it was a police-involved shooting also. Again, one dead, three injured.
Where's Feinstein? Do we know?
To your question, I believe that Trump will win the election from the voters of the United States of America. But I don't know if he gets to be president, because it just, will the cheaters, will the things that go on have just enough to stop him? I tell you, he's winning Florida by 113,000 votes. If he pulls off Florida, he's leading in Virginia. I'm telling you, if he wins Virginia, he's going to win the presidency, because that's supposed to be totally blue. That's too many delegates. He may win Michigan. So I'm with you guys. I think that Trump could win this thing. I think Trump is winning it, because look at the crowds at his rallies. Unbelievable crowds. Yeah, Clinton can't get two. I get more people at my rallies than Clinton. I mean, that's insane. What? Are you serious? I mean, so there's no way.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Yes,
even her operatives. Tim Kaine canceled an event this last weekend because he only had 3 people show up to the event. Clinton's having to Photoshop pictures of her crowds at rallies. And people are just... I mean, Jay-Z campaigned with her. They gave out 10,000 free tickets. The 10,000 people came, but left all of them left before Hillary Clinton even spoke. She can only get less than 1,500 people to attend a rally in Cleveland that were LeBron James... who is the head of the Cleveland Cavaliers world champions, was there. It's ridiculous. Trump's getting more than that, more than even the 10,000 with Jay-Z there on a nightly basis in multiple cities. That should say everything.
Right. You guys are on the money, and you guys know exactly what's been happening. So the numbers are with Trump. The numbers are with Trump. The people are with Trump. And let's just pray.
Not.
The establishment. Where's the Bushes? Where'd they go? They're hiding in the bushes.
Clinton.
Of course they are. Where's Mitt Romney? Where's Paul Ryan? Paul Ryan's scared to death. He don't know what to do. Okay? The guy's an empty suit. He's an empty suit. And we got a lot of them in Washington. And so, you know, it's time for the church to rise up, guys. It's time for the church to take back what the devil has stolen. It's time for America. And get rid of Kaepernick. Fire him. If you don't want to stand up for the, you know, can I say this real fast about the NFL? Roger Goodell, what are you doing? You know,
he's been on the wrong side of so many issues, and this is just the latest.
I mean, what you do is you tell the people who work for you, say, look, guys, when the national anthem goes, you're all are going to stand. I don't care. This is what we do. We stand now. We tell you when to come in the game. We tell you to go out of the game. We tell you when to show up for the bus to get to the game. And when a national anthem plays, you stand. Now, if you want to protest it, do it on your own time somewhere else, not on my time. That's real simple. That's real easy. Be a man, Roger. Be a man. And here's what's going to happen. 30% of the viewers of the NFL football have walked away from the NFL, and baseball was not stupid. The Cubs knew this, and the other guys, and they said, whoa, we better wave the red, white, and blue, because America's tired of this left-wing liberal garbage. We're tired of this anti-American. We're tired of this globalism. We're tired of these Luciferians, these New World Order. We're tired of it.
Amen. And Pastor Paul Begley is who we're talking to. Pastor, we only have about 2 minutes left. Tell people how they can listen to you, because you are one of the premier voices, one of the most popular voices on the internet. How can people listen to your website? Plug away, sir.
You know, I appreciate it. Joe and Doug, just thank you for the invite. Come to my website at paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's www.paulbegleyprophecy.com. You can watch our show live every day there from 12 noon Eastern to 2. Also, go to my YouTube channel. That's just Paul Begley 34. You'll find it on YouTube. Just here's what I want. People, give your life to Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Most importantly, amen, just find the Lord. Get things right in your heart and walk in the love of God every day. Because time's running out. If Hillary wins, we're going to see an acceleration of the beast. One thing's for sure. Time is running out, so give your life to Christ. Thank you guys for having me on tonight.
Pastor Begley, God bless you. And
thank
Heidi,
you.
Thank you so much.
So lucky to have
Pastor Paul Begley on. What a godly man, and his wife Heidi. What a beautiful family. Folks, send an email to Pastor Paul Begley. Thank him for coming on and giving his wonderful information to us. Folks, you're listening to a very special 2016 Election Edition. Hagman and Hagman Report teams up with CanadaFreePress.com. That's right, a view from the north, the view from ground zero here. We're going to be coming right back. Stan and Holly Dale coming on as well. And we have so much more planned between now and midnight.
Hopefully.
100%, I got to tell you this, 100% of the vote in, gone to Hillary without any doubt. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, and Venezuela. Sorry.
Oh, Iran, too.
And Iran. Okay, be right back, folks. Stay right where you're at.